Welcome to the Eldritch Estate, an establishment dedicated to the bizarre, the dark, and all that is otherworldly. We invite our guests to come and stay a while, to enjoy the haunted hallways, the shrieks of terror and delight, to forget time in our enchantingly disturbing abode. Whether it's for an overnighter or a week-long stay, our hostesses will see to it that you are shocked, horrified, and left morbidly curious about the goings-on here at the estate. Will you take a trip with us? We can't wait for you to see what's in store.
Hello, and welcome back to the Eldritch Estate. I'm Dusty.
And I'm Katie.
And I almost forgot how to do that because it's been so long, you guys.
Welcome home.
Many apologies for our extended hiatus. Oops. We were like, season three, and then we were like, just kidding, not yet, no.
Just put your toes in the water, but then we're gonna make you wait for it.
It was a teaser. See? We did it on purpose.
That's why you guys got bonus stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're all caught up now, and ready for some new content.
Word.
So yeah, there was like, holiday stuff, and then there was sick, gross stuff. Not the panini one, but the other stuff.
So much kindergarten sick.
A lot of kindergarten sick. But we're all healthy, we're all happy, we're all good to go now.
Nobody got the Rona, the vid, the 19.
Exactly.
My kids just floating in the stew.
Yeah. Kindergarten's rough, man.
They're like little petri dishes with sticky hands and
everyone's like teeth are falling out. It's crazy.
I don't know how I could casually handle all my teeth falling out of my head.
You did, though.
That's why you bribe them with money.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they realize the horror that there's just fucking bones falling out of their face.
Yeah, no, they get super excited about it. I had a kid walk up to me the other day and he was like, I got a loose tooth! And he starts, like, yanking on it. I was like, don't you dare pull that out in my class.
Okay, and watching the tooth move makes my bones feel wiggly.
I've talked with other teachers about that, too. It doesn't bother me, but I did once have a class of second graders. That seems to be the age where most of them start to lose their teeth. I know I just read a post on the internet about how it's first grade, but in my experience, it's mostly second graders. But anyway, and literally over the course of one 45-minute lesson, three kids lost a tooth.
Is this where the teacher asked you if you were beating up kids?
Yes. Yeah, the teacher comes to pick them up, and I go, well, you're not going to believe this, but three children lost a tooth. And she goes, what, are you punching them in the mouth? So.
My kid's just an early bloomer.
They're just excited, and it's like one of those things, just like the bathroom. Like, once one kid loses a tooth and everyone sees how exciting it is and how much attention they got, they're like, well, I got a wiggly tooth too, let's get this sumbitch out.
They're over there like,
they literally are, and I'm like, stop trying to pull your tooth out! Let it fall out naturally!
Bro, she's excited about it until it's like time to pull the tooth out of her head, and she's like, uh-uh, and I'm like, well, it's dangling by a thread and you're bleeding, so... Take the tissue. She's like, no, I can't do it, man. And I'm like, okay, well, then I'm gonna do it. And she's like, no, don't touch me.
Yeah. I also once lost a tooth in a chicken tender. I was like second grade, like 8 or 9 years old. And I had a loose tooth, and then I like bit into my, you know, dinner and swallowed. And second later, I was like, huh, that tooth is gone. Yep, it's gone. Swallowed it.
See, but then if you're flying on the tooth fairy path, there's some crazy parents out there that'll have their kids, like, shit into a strainer.
Dude, no.
Not horrible.
My parents were like, she knows. She'll bring you the money. Like, she understands these things happen. And I
she
was like...
She got a text message. She'll like, be fine.
That's cool. She's a real understanding lady.
She'll pluck it out of the sewer. You're good, kid. Oh my gosh. My daughter was talking about what is in the sewer today. Like... She got a little bit of a bellyache, so, you know, we're pooping.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting with her because, you know, she needs emotional support or
Everybody
whatever.
Everybody needs company.
Let me just tell y'all my daughter's poop story. And she's like, it's okay. It'll go into the sewer. And I'm like, yeah, that's where the poop goes. She goes, yep, poop and pee and farts and mungus and rats. And I was like, and mungus? What the fuck is a mungus? Like, I obviously don't say that to my daughter, but I'm like, what is a mungus? She's like, oh, wait. A fungus, mama, a fungus.
Fungus.
There's fungus in the sewer. I'm like, oh, okay, fungus, rats, farts, poop and pee. You got it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Eldritch Estate, where we talk about poop on a daily basis.
Yeah, we're like 3 minutes in and we already got to the poop, so you know it's going to be a good one.
It really is. Hey, I just got a notification from our podcast Facebook. That's cool.
Yeah, thank you guys for following and liking and sharing and commenting.
I missed you guys.
Okay, without further ado, Katie's going to take it away.
Alrighty, y'all. Today we're going to be talking about two of my favorite things. Conspiracy and the King.
The King.
The King. The King of Rock and Roll, not the King of Pop. We're not talking about MJ today. That's for another day.
That's for another
day. My other favorite King. We're not there yet. I don't know if he's my favorite. I'm really torn on that one, actually.
On Michael?
Yep.
I mean, that's fair.
That HBO thing was stressful.
There's a lot to unwrap there. Perhaps on another episode.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's right. We're talking about the one and the only King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. I wish we had a little music clip right here, but, like, let me tell you, we can't afford that. Stop singing. Gotta have the rights to that shit.
See, that's allowed. I can manamana my way through popular music and not get copyrighted.
Knock on wood. So, in case you've been under a rock your entire life, I'm gonna give you a smidge of info about Elvis. And not all of the good info, I'm just gonna tell you some random shit I found that I thought was interesting.
Word.
Elvis Aaron Presley was born January 8th of 1935 in Tupelo, Mississippi, to parents Vernon Elvis and Gladys Love. Isn't her name pretty?
It is. Gladys Love. She sounds like a fairy, or like Cupid's cousin or something.
Honestly, like some kind of mythical fucking magical southern character.
Yes.
He was an identical twin, but his brother Jesse Garin was born stillborn 35 minutes before Elvis was born. And they were actually born in, like, the family home that his dad built. I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay.
He was raised super, super duper heavily in the Assembly of God Church, which you can see heavily inspired a lot of his music. If you look through his portfolio, there's a ton of gospel. Like,
yeah.
90% of his Christmas albums are gospel, which, like, yeah. I'm not churchy, but I'm fucking on board for Elvis's Christmas music.
Word.
His mom bought him his first guitar around the age of 10, and, like, I don't think he was happy about it. He wanted a gun. But, thanks, Gladys. A gift from the southern fairy.
Yeah. She's Gladys Love, so she said guitars, not guns, fam.
It's about tunes, not popping caps and shit. Yeah. I tried to think of a gun word that started with a T. It didn't happen. He was a 7th degree black belt, which I thought was cool. I needed to throw that in there because Dusty's a ninja. He served in the military after he was already famous, which I thought was kind of cool. His hair was colored with shoe polish and not actual hair color.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either, and I had to put it in there because I'm a hairstylist. Also, his hairstylist was his spiritual advisor, which, like...
That I buy, 100%.
I feel that shit down to my soul.
I mean, yeah, really. My hairstylist, who's Katie, is also my spiritual advisor. I mean, sometimes you just gotta pour your heart out to your hairstylist.
Okay, but it's so true. Like, the handful of people that I'm willing to sit down in their chair, I'm like, let's talk about soul shit.
Yeah.
Do it.
Also, my massage therapist, like, shout outs to her. I'm not gonna say her name in case she doesn't want me to. But, like, I've never had such a deep conversation while one of us is naked and been okay with it.
Understandable, though. And, like, your body carries trauma, so it makes sense that that kind of shit comes out when you are releasing shit that's stored up in your body. Like, yeah. That's, from what I understand from massage therapists that I see, pretty damn common.
Yeah, we have, like, super deep conversations, and, like, it's always a very pleasant conversation, too. Sometimes it takes a turn towards more serious, deep stuff, but, like I said, it's always, like, a good conversation, and we didn't know each other before I started getting massages from her, but now every time they're like, and would you like to rebook? I'm like, yes. And they're like, and with the same? I'm like, yes!
Don't you?
I don't even let them finish. I'm like, I know she's busy, so just like book me out whenever you can.
And also, business acumen here. You don't ask someone if they want to rebook. You just tell them they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
That sounds so rude, but it's true.
You say, and when did you want to rebook?
How many weeks do you like to go between
appointments? Exactly.
There's ways around this.
Yeah.
Because if I hand you a cookie, you're gonna take the cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing. He bought Graceland when he was only 22, which I was like, man. I've been there. Look at you go, Elvis. Honestly, I could ramble on forever and ever about who he is and what shaped him, what he did, but that is not why we're here. We're here because of one fact. He died on August 16th of 1977. Allegedly.
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 Is anyone else hear Tommy Lee Jones in their head right now? Elvis is not dead. He just went home.
Yep. How the fuck did I not put that in here?
Elvis is not dead.
I put it in here
the way he says it.
Has not left the building. There are many who believe that, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has not left the building. See, I knew I threw it in there somewhere. So, over the last 40 years or so, fans across America have insisted they've spotted Presley out and about. Which, like, I hope I do. I mean, he'd be, like, in his 90s, but I wish I could.
Yeah? I mean, okay, so there's lots of Elvis impersonators, right?
Yep.
But then, there's the fact that Dolly Parton entered a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and lost. I didn't know that. You didn't know that? Yeah.
No, I had no fucking idea.
It's one of my favorite Dolly Parton facts.
I love her.
They thought someone else looked more like Dolly Parton than Dolly Parton.
Hashtag Dolly for president, just throwing it out there.
So, side note here, we're doing Dolly Parton lessons in my fourth grade classes right now.
This is fucking wonderful.
And I'm just like, covertly making all my fourth graders fall in love with Dolly Parton. Like, they were like, that's so great. And I was like, I know. They were like, she's so nice. And I was like, I know. And then they were like, and her songs. And I was like, I know.
Like, yep.
We were all just collectively gushing about Dolly.
Honestly. And then there's been, like, a few things where I'm like, but she wrote that song about that triflin' ho, Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
Except she actually wrote it about a fan in her audience. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's totally not about, like, someone stealing her man. I mean, it covertly is, but it's definitely about someone she saw in her audience.
There you go.
At least from what I've read online. Haven't talked to Dolly myself, but
well,
would
Dolly
love
has
to.
A podcast, so.
Shut the fuck
it's
up.
It's called Dolly Parton's America.
We need to call her.
Dude. Can you imagine?
Get her phone number, all right?
She would probably be so fucking friendly and nice, too. And can you imagine her southern accent on our fucking potty mouth podcast?
I would cry. That would make all my dreams come true.
And then she said something once, I think it was like, to anyone who's ever been offended by any, like, anything I've said or any, like, words or something she said, tough titty.
So, I love it.
She'd probably fit right in, honestly.
So, in addition to people seeing Presley out and about, some even claim that he appeared as an extra in Home Alone. And I'm not gonna lie, it sure as shit looks like him. Like, I'll post each picture of...
Where was Elvis during the filming of Home Alone? Because that was filmed in the 90s, right?
It was.
And he supposedly passed in 77? Yeah,
yep.
77.
I was like, 76. No, that's not right. 77. Yup. There are many, many theories as to why and how Elvis the Pelvis would have faked his own death. And these are just a few.
Sorry. Elvis the Pelvis.
Have you never heard that?
I probably have, but it just, like, hit me.
I mean, at a certain point on TV, they would only show him from, like, the belly button up because his hip gyrations were too scandalous.
Seductive.
Yes. They were too much for TV. They couldn't be viewed. They would burn the retinas of young little kids.
It is illegal.
Did you know he was bullied in school for, like, being a hillbilly who plays hillbilly music?
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
You'd think that someone that beautiful would have been popular.
Well, let it go to show you that you shouldn't be dicks to people in school because they'll grow up to be rich and famous.
Yep.
There's a Bill Gates quote like that, isn't there? It's like, you should be nice to nerds. One day you'll probably end up working for one.
Yep. So anyway, there's many theories as to why he would have faked his own death, but these are just a few. I could have fallen down a birds aren't real sized hole on this one.
Honestly, once you reach a certain point in fame, I feel like, yeah, you might have to just go ahead and fake your own death.
Yep.
Because some people are clearly not cut out for it. Like, sometimes the way that celebrities, like, kind of go off the deep end nowadays, You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I mean, half of them got molested into their fame. Yeah, but that, again, true. Is an episode for another day.
Definitely.
So, one of the biggest theories on why Elvis faked his death is because, well, he had to in order to escape the mafia.
Clearly.
I mean, obviously, it makes sense.
It really does.
Gail Brewer Giorgio, the author of the book Elvis is Alive, recalled in an interview with Time how she poured through thousands of FBI documents to come to the conclusion that Elvis Presley was an American hero who was forced to go into the witness protection program. Which, like, could you imagine witness protecting the most famous person in America?
One of the most recognizable faces of all time.
Yep.
Like.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's coming from the TV.
Or there's a fucking ghost. The dog's barking, too. Ooh. Welcome to the Eldridge Estate, where the rooms are haunted.
Dude, Elvis is just in the room with us.
Elvis is in the building. Would they have to do some kind of, like, here's your prosthetic nose so you don't look like Elvis no more?
Just give him a fake mustache and send him on their way.
Some glasses with a mustache attached.
We're just gonna Clark Kent our way through the next 35 years.
She said, do I know if Elvis is alive today? No. I don't know. But what I do know is that Elvis didn't die on August 16th.
Boom. You heard it here first, folks.
Yep. Actually, I mean, you heard it from her in that interview, but that's okay. Brewer, who's now 78, said the FBI enlisted the King as an undercover agent in 1976 to help the agency infiltrate a criminal organization called the Fraternity, which was apparently made up of dozens of racketeers. And Presley volunteered, spurred by his love of America and his respect for the FBI.
Hmm.
Which, like, that's pretty well documented.
Okay, yeah.
The author said that the agency had approached Presley because of a member of the fraternity had apparent dealings with him over the sale of an airplane.
Okay.
Could you imagine? Like, oh yeah, I just know this random mobster because I sold him an airplane.
Yeah. Or he sold him an airplane.
I'm pretty sure from what I read into it, it was Elvis selling the airplane, but I could be wrong.
I mean, it makes sense. He probably had lots of planes just laying around.
Honestly. But when Presley was found to be a mole, he was put into the witness protection program, citing what she said was evidence from FBI documents and interviews.
Okay.
Elvis faked his death because he was going to be killed, and there was no doubt about it, she said. The FBI mm-hmm. did not immediately comment on the decades-old claim that Brewer describes at great length in her book. There's no mention of Presley aiding the FBI in more than 760 files the agency has released that pertain to the singer between 1956 and 1980, because he was in the military. There are pretty significant files on him, apparently.
Right. 760, though?
Yeah.
Like, about what?
Right? So, I tried to watch this documentary on YouTube. Tried. Is the main thing here, and it was... I went into it not realizing that it was as extreme of a mockumentary as it could be.
Mm.
But they're like, we've received the boxes from the FBI. And they're like pulling out all these documents that are just like pages and pages of blacked out words. And they're like, that's okay. And they like spray alcohol on the pages and then hang them up in a dark room.
Because that's how this works.
I was like, oh.
You were like, oh.
I can't do this.
No. And also, someone spent time making this.
A lot of time.
Do you ever think about that
sometimes?
There
was someone who pretended to be, like, Elvis in a dark hallway of the front of a building. It was a thing.
I would pretend to be Elvis in front of the dark hallway of a building.
I mean, I might do that now.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Honestly. Look, if you want to be an Elvis impersonator, just go for it.
Follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI allegedly never investigated Presley, but a folder in his name was created because he had been the target of several extortion attempts.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The released documents outline the extortion cases, and they also show Presley's admiration for the FBI. Okay. I love that they're like, so he was extorted, and he really likes us,
yeah.
guys.
It's like in the notes, Agent Smith also commented that he blushed when Elvis complimented us.
He also told me that he really likes my shoes today.
Yeah. Can you believe the king of rock and roll is talking to us?
He likes my job, man.
We're gonna get lunch later.
That's my favorite. I'm completely picturing, like, an FBI agent just fawning over Elvis, which, like, probably did happen.
I mean, I probably would, too.
Same. During a tour Presley took of the FBI's headquarters in 1971, the musician, quote, spoke favorably, that's a word, of the Bureau and offered his services in any way, according to an FBI memo.
There you go.
Which, like, services in any way is being a mole into the mafia, apparently.
And then having to fake your own death because you got found out.
You got done did. Not all the way did. I mean, pretended.
Pretended.
You heard it here first. There's also mention of Presley's plane and a business arrangement involving an aircraft, which... Elvis experts say that the docket lacks evidence suggesting Presley is alive, because of course it wouldn't if he's in fucking witness protection.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point.
Yep. The next theory, or not necessarily theory, but things that people say kind of prove that it was not him in his own grave.
It's not exactly a smoking gun, but...
His middle name was misspelled on his headstone.
Hmm.
Yep. Skeptics say Presley's middle name was purposefully misspelled wrong. A-A-Ron instead of Aaron.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
You done messed up now, A-A-Ron.
Tell me why that's me all the time. You done fucked up, A-A-Ron. But that was on his headstone because putting his real name would have been taboo since he was still alive and a very superstitious man.
There you go. Okay.
I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. debunkers say that the king started spelling his middle name A-A-Ron, Aaron, with two A's instead of Aaron with one A later in life, which I don't think he would have changed the spelling because the spelling given to him at birth was to honor his stillborn twin, who is Jesse Garon, so A-R-O-N for Garon.
That makes sense.
People say he ended up spelling it differently to honor his friend Aaron Kennedy.
I don't
buy that. If you had an identical twin brother...
Yeah, and then later you were like, well, now I'm gonna add an A because of my friend Aaron.
I don't think so, man.
I've never even heard of that guy. How important was he?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I didn't Google it, to be honest with you. I just said, nah. He had a twin. You got that, like...
Yeah, you got that twin connection.
That twinergy thing going on.
Yeah.
The next theory is the black helicopter. So some believe a black helicopter holds the key to Presley's, quote, disappearance. There were sightings of a helicopter landing in Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee, hours before Presley's body was discovered. We're out of practice. I'm sorry, y'all. Fans speculate that Elvis was picked up from his home and flown to Bermuda, where he, quote, lay low when he became tired of fame.
Yeah.
You couldn't go anywhere without troves of screaming women pissing themselves because you're just simply standing there.
And the Graceland facility is not in a area where you would, like, typically see a helicopter necessarily. Like, it's in Memphis, mm-hmm. and then it's a huge estate where there's, like, pretty low buildings. Like, I don't think you could even land a helicopter. Granted, it's been several years since I've gone. But there's not tall buildings, there's not, like, big wide open space, there's a lot of trees, it's a pretty lush property. And then all around it is, like, you know, old parts of Tennessee, so maybe it could have landed on one of the nearby buildings, but, like, I certainly don't think it would, like...
Maybe he had a helipad, though, if he owned, like, aircrafts.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think you typically see helicopters flying over that part of Tennessee.
Especially a big-ass black helicopter.
So you would notice, exactly.
Sus.
Mm.
P.S. Mm-hmm. Graceland is on our podcast tour bucket list.
Oh, absolutely.
Rad.
When I went before, there's certain rooms that you can't take pictures of because the flash will, like, start to degrade the material over time.
The material being the carpet on the ceiling?
Yeah, dude. The carpet on the ceiling that's, like, twisted and pulled in a really cool way. And then, okay, so we went when I was, like, 14 or 15, because my grandparents knew I was, like, obsessed with Elvis. And so we were going through Tennessee because we were visiting my aunt. And then as a surprise, they were like, hey, wake up. Because, you know, we're driving in the car, so I'd fallen asleep. They're like, wake up. And I was like, okay, cool. And they're like, do you know where we are? And I, like, look around and I'm like, And then I finally saw the sign and I was like, oh my God, we're in Graceland. And I, like, freaked out and we took a bunch of pictures and it was super cool.
And it's only, like, I mean, it's several, but it's only hours away from Dollywood, too.
Yes, we also went to Dollywood. Maybe not the same trip, but Dollywood is also amazing.
Also, pot or not, on the bucket list.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Friendship tour.
Yes.
2020, whatever.
2020-ever.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a big estate, but I think when you do the tour, you don't get to see everything. There's mm-hmm. only certain places that you can go, and then you can go and see, like, the
probably because
cemetery.
Elvis is in the other rooms, I'm just saying.
I don't think he would stay there. That's too obvious.
That's
or
actually the next
like
theory.
Hiding in plain sight. Okay, I'm okay, game.
Yep,
tell me,
yep,
tell me.
You're onto it. The groundsman. After faking his death and disappearing, Elvis returned to live at Graceland disguised as none other than... Elvis returned to live at Graceland disguised as none other than his own groundskeeper. Believable.
I mean, he knows the property well.
Yeah. He cares about it.
Yeah.
The Daily Express notes that attention recently turned to a ponytailed gray-haired groundsman, which, like, he could switch to gray hair very easily because his hair is not actually colored. It's shoe polish.
There you go.
Yeah. But he was working at Graceland. The video clips of the man are posted on YouTube, and they're accompanied by comments suggesting that the resemblance between the groundsman and the king, who would now be 83.
Hmm.
Well, the article I sourced this from was a little bit older, so he's going to be older than 83. While some argued that the man on the video appears to be too short to be Elvis, that still hasn't stopped anyone's speculation. Because you're going to believe what you want to believe. Are you looking it up?
I am.
There's also the pool house photo that, like, we should post along with this episode.
Awesome.
Word. There's another theory that Elvis is alive and preaching the good word. The good word of the big man, as some
Dude,
say.
That's my grandpa.
Are you talking about the groundsman?
Yeah, no lie, that looks like my grandfather.
It really does, though. Curl that beard out a little bit, and you got Santa.
Like, especially the top two?
Yep.
Okay, I got a kick out of that.
Bro, Google the Home Alone thing. You gotta see it. It's a good'un. It looks like him. Like, I'm just saying. I'm not saying, I'm just saying that, the guy in Home Alone looks like Elvis. Oh, just Google it. Like, Google image search
oh,
it.
My bad.
Yeah. Motherfucker, tell me that ain't Elvis.
Holy shit.
Try and tell me that ain't Elvis.
But they're saying it's this guy.
Yeah, they're trying to say it's some dude that died.
Yeah, they're trying to throw us off the trail, man, because they don't want the truth to come out.
Well, and they're like, oh, it's not Elvis, it's this guy, but he's just not alive anymore. And I'm like,
how convenient.
Yeah. Not to be rude if it is that guy, but that guy hella looks like Elvis. Like,
yeah.
Elvis with a beard.
Yeah?
Yeah. So some people think that he's a singing pastor in Arkansas.
Okay.
A man named Bob Joyce bears a striking resemblance to the singer in both his looks and his singing voice, and his sermons even echo the words of the king's autobiography. Joyce's insistence that he isn't the legend has done nothing to end the speculation.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah.
Like, striking. Some angles, I'm like, oh my God, that's Elvis. And other angles, I'm like, nope.
It's so funny. It's just him with the white hair photoshopped.
A lot of the pictures you find of Bob Joyce are like a photo blend of Elvis and Bob Joyce.
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
The Home Alone theory, like we were just talking about. Another theory suggests that the king was a background extra in the classic movie Home Alone, which was released 13 years after his supposed death. A scene about midway through the film shows Catherine O'Hara's character arguing with an airline employee in a bid to return her son, whom she accidentally left at home on his own, just in case you've never seen Home Alone.
Just in case you literally live under a rock.
Yep.
And not the new Home Alone. We're talking
no,
Macaulay
like,
Culkin.
Yeah. I think 94.
90, I think is what it was saying.
Damn. In the background, a bearded character dressed in a sports coat and turtleneck looks impatient. Many believe that this is the king himself, Elvis. The extra appears to have the same type of beard and mannerisms as the singer, and the film is directed by Chris Columbus, who actually directed Heartbreak Hotel, about a group of teenagers who kidnap Elvis.
So he knew where to find him.
Yeah. He's like, man, I feel like coming out of the woodwork for a little bit. Let me just hit up my homie Chris and see if I could be in the background to Home Alone.
Can you imagine Elvis just, like, on the down low texting people like, hey, man, I think I want to, like, make the public lose their shit for a little bit. Like, is there anything you can, like, covertly put me in?
Can you give me a cameo?
Yeah. I just want to, you know, appear on film for, like, I don't know, a couple seconds.
Right. The theory goes that Elvis, alive and well, may have seen his first film and asked Columbus to appear in his next movie.
Mm.
Macaulay Culkin, who plays Kevin McAllister. The letters from which can spell out I am Elvis. It's been a minute since I wrote these notes, guys, and I'm laughing.
I'm, like, doing the math in my head. I'm like, Elvis, Kevin McAllister.
That's a big old stretch.
A lot of extra letters left over. This ain't no Tom Marvolo shit.
They're over here like, look what I made in my alphabet soup. But he's seen 10 minutes earlier in the film lip-syncing to White Christmas with his hair slicked back in a tribute to the king.
As you do.
When Elvis is in your fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that extra, I'm pretty convinced about that one. He looks like Elvis.
Yeah, it is convincing. And then the guy that they're trying to say that it is doesn't really look like the guy in the movie.
No. So there are reports that the day after Elvis reportedly died, he was spotted at the Memphis airport buying and subsequently using a one-way ticket to Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
Reportedly, the man looked just like the pop star and gave the name John Burroughs, which was an alias that Elvis used when he was booking hotels.
Which, like, how many people would know that? Like, do you know if it wasn't him and they were just using that alias too? Or maybe there is.
They're over here like, I'm as cool as Elvis and I'm just gonna steal his alias.
I'm fucking H.H. Holmes and I have all these aliases.
The labyrinth that was that man's mind is fucking horrifying. Yeah. Not Elvis, H.H. Holmes, obviously.
Yeah.
The pool house photo. So, photographer Mike Joseph was visiting Graceland in the meditation garden with his family on New Year's Eve of 1977 when he snapped a picture of Elvis sitting behind the pool house door.
Yeah.
Elvis's road manager, Joe Esposito, later declared that the person in the photo wasn't actually Elvis, but Graceland guard Al Strada, after initially saying that it was indeed Elvis.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. The interview of him, like, redacting that is kind of funny. He's like, well, why would you say that it was Elvis? And he's like, I don't know, man, it fucking looked like it.
He's like, I'm tired, okay? That is interesting.
Word.
This is not a very good photo, though, I will be honest.
The pool house photo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very grainy, very poor quality.
Taken with an actual potato?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there you have it, my friends. A handful of theories about the king's quote-unquote death. Allegedly. Supposedly. I'm considering a part two about Elvis because there's a big, beefy theory that he was, in fact, murdered.
He was unalived.
He was unalived. And it's real compelling.
Like,
I fell down that hole for a really fucking long time. But let us know on the Instagram page if you guys want to hear part two for me rambling about the king.
Elvis Lives Part Two.
The pelvis. Part two.
The building continues. So yeah, again, thank you guys as always for continuing to support us and listening in, and we love you so much, and we are back, and, you know, we're sorry for our absence, but we just wanted to make sure that we were all happy and healthy before we sat in a room together, literally 1 foot apart, and talked at each other for an hour.
Because we don't want to be killing Baby Eldritch or the Primo hostess, so...
Yeah, we definitely... We don't want anybody to get more sick or catch... extra sick, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's not the vid, like, stay home and get well. Don't spread your nasty shit.
Yep, literally.
This has been a PSA.
Stay out of the poop soup.
Yeah, don't go down in the sewer and take your fungus.
Or your mungus.
Exactly. Keep your mungus so and your fungus to yourself, all right?
Don't spread the mungus.
See, and my students would be like, you mean among us? You mean among us? Among us? Among us? And I was like, shut up about that game already.
Okay, embarrassing fun fact. My coworker was talking about that game, and I'm 30 years old, and children, small children, play this game. Mm-hmm. I can't figure it out. Mm. I don't understand it at all.
It's basically Clue.
Yeah, the mechanics of it, I did not understand. I did not play the tutorial, though, and I think I fucked myself on that one.
Did you play it?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I've never played it. I've just watched the kids play it a bunch.
Yeah, my coworker was like, it's the funnest thing ever! So I downloaded it on my phone, and then either there was no, like, little tutorial thing, or I skipped it.
A lot of games nowadays are just like, figure it out.
Yeah, I'm bad at that. That executive dysfunction fucks me over on that one.
Oh, real quick, before we go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys also fell into this internet hole, but I sure did this morning. Should we do a case on this whole Brittany Dawn thing? The fitness influencer who's now being sued? It's not exactly true crime, but like, there is crime. And it is true.
So that's totally true crime.
Yeah. Yeah. Weigh in if we should do an episode on that, because...
And if you haven't read about it like I hadn't when Dusty sent it to me this morning, get ready to fall down a rabbit hole.
There's clearly plenty of content to report on there.
Yeah. Yes, we should.
Okay.
Vote number one. Yes. Yeah.
Vote in the comments. And let us know if you want Elvis Part 2.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to show you guys what else we have for season 3. We're so excited. Yay!
We missed you.
Remember.
Guys, it's been so long, Dusty just forgot our outro.
I couldn't remember what to say, and then my brain was like, remember.
Well, and I'm like, I saw the blank look in your eyes, and I was like, fuck, I don't remember either.
Remember, you can check out anytime you like. But you can never leave.
Bye.
Goodbye.